This is Morning Edition. Go Triangle put a stop to the Durham Orange Light Rail Line yesterday. Elizabeth Friend reports on why planners abandoned the project and what comes next.
Some Durham and Orange elected officials are mourning the demise of the light rail line that was supposed to link the two counties.
Nobody's feeling good about it. This is a tremendous disappointment.
That's Durham Mayor Steve Shule, speaking moments after he and other Go Triangle board members voted unanimously to end planning for the 18-mile rail line. The project had been in the works for more than two decades. It was touted as a way to link UNC Chapel Hill with Duke, Duke Hospitals, and NC Central. But the $2.5 billion rail line came to a halt as planners found themselves pinched between state deadlines, rising costs, and a lack of cooperation among key partners. Last month, Duke University, Norfolk Southern, and the North Carolina Railroad Company declined to sign land-sharing agreements necessary to keep the project eligible for federal funding. Orange County Commissioner Mark Markopoulos says Go Triangle explored the option of seizing land from Duke through eminent domain, but ultimately found it unworkable.
It was going to take 2 years probably and end up in Superior Court. And then meanwhile, we'd be trying to work with Duke, and that just became untenable.
The five-week federal government shutdown postponed the release of a new risk assessment that identified a budget shortfall of at least $237 million. Go Triangle received that report 3 weeks ago. Meanwhile, changes to the route through Durham that Go Triangle added to address concerns raised by Duke and the rail company triggered a fresh round of environmental assessments, further delaying the project. All this came as key state deadlines loomed. Legislative changes enacted last year required that all non-federal funds for the project be committed by April 30th, and all federal funds no later than November 30th. Otherwise, there would be no state funding for the project. Durham County Commissioner Ellen Reckow is Go Triangle's board chair.
It is unprecedented. I want to emphasize unprecedented for the state to have put time deadlines on our project.
Go Triangle has spent more than $130 million in planning to date. The half-cent sales tax approved by voters in Durham and Orange will continue to be collected. Revenues will fund other parts of the county's transit plans, like bus rapid transit and an Amtrak station in Hillsborough. Transit officials say they want to find a way to salvage as much of the plan as possible and will try to preserve the transit corridor set aside for the rail line. Again, Durham Mayor Steve Shule.
The next steps are you pick yourselves up, you figure out where you go from here. We have to have transit in our region, and we have to figure out how to do it, and we will.
Elizabeth Friend, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.